Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Thank you for joining us today as we share together in God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
So we see the battle of Gog and Magog, that first battle, Gog and Magog. Keep that in the back of your mind. And then the tribulation takes place when in the book of Daniel, the Antichrist, we see that in Daniel chapter 9. In Daniel 9:27, to be in fact, will sign a covenant, an agreement with Israel. And I believe this takes place when the armies go back. Israel has been invaded. So this is a great time for a great leader in the world say, hey, enough of this. There's going to be peace now in Jerusalem. And there will be sort of for 3.5 years. I mean, it won't be like it was for 3.5 years. That's when the tribulation begins, Daniel's 70th week, when that agreement is signed, Daniel 9:27. And then 3.5 years into the tribulation period, the middle of the week, the Antichrist will break that covenant and he will declare himself to be God. Matthew chapter 24, verses 15 through 21 speaks of this. Jesus calls it the abomination of desolation, where he walks into the temple that the temple had been built during the first 3.5 years. They're allowed to build a temple on the Temple Mount. The Antichrist walks in there and declares himself to be God, the abomination of desolation. Then we read in Revelation chapter number 13, quickly, let me turn, you can turn there if you like. In verse number 3, well, look in verse number 2, last part. And the dragon gave him his power, the dragon, who is Satan, gave him his power, his seat, and with great authority. And we see that what took place here, and I won't have time to get that, I mentioned is that Satan is cast from heaven, from Archangel Michael, cast him down to the earth in the middle of the week. The same time that the Antichrist walks in there, declares himself to be God, Satan is cast down. And then we find in verse number 3 of chapter 13, and I saw one of his heads as if it was wounded to death. It speaks of the Antichrist. He's wounded to death. And his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. And it talks about that in verse number 4. Who's like unto the beast? Who can make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things. It's the Antichrist. And power was given unto him to continue 42 months, that next 3.5 years. So we see the picture here. The Antichrist, he walks into the temple, declares himself to be God. And I believe he's probably shot in the head. Again, this is my opinion. Because we read in Zechariah chapter number 11 that his right eye is darkened. And his right arm is dried up. In other words, it's paralyzed. Like he gets shot in the head and he lies in the street for about 3 days. And people think he's dead and he's resurrected. That's a whole nother story. But whether you believe that or not, Satan enters into this Antichrist. He rises up, or people at least perceive it as his resurrection, whichever way you want to believe it, either way. And people follow him. You can't even kill this guy. All right, so the next 3.5 years, and that's called the days of Jacob's trouble, Jeremiah 37. And then the great tribulation, we read the rest of the year, rest of the time, until Revelation 19:11. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ, when Jesus comes in all his power and all his glory. And that's when, I have a note here, and he comes right on time. The Antichrist and the false prophet has surrounded Jerusalem. Ooh, I got 4 minutes. I'm doing it. The Antichrist and the false prophet, it's called the Battle of Armageddon. You heard of the Battle of Armageddon? They've come through the Valley Megiddo. This is the end of the tribulation period. With a vast army, the Bible says, is the sand of the sea. And what happens, they surround the city of Jerusalem. And actually, in the book of Zechariah, they've actually invaded part of the city. And the women are ravaged. The city is being destroyed. And I have a note here that Jesus comes right on time. Just when they think, it's interesting, Zechariah 14, they think all hope is gone. We're going to be destroyed. Jesus comes in all his power and his glory. And he comes through Jerusalem. Matter of fact, he goes to Petra first. I would love to talk about that. He puts his feet down on the Mount of Olives when he comes in the Mount of Olives. But he goes through Petra because there's an army. There's some people that have been held up there for 3.5 years. Remember, that's the holiness. Am I going too fast for y'all? Okay. So he comes into his revelation, and he destroys the Antichrist and the false prophet. And the Bible says he cast them into the lake of fire. Very important to notice they're going to the lake of fire, not hell. They will be the only two living people who will bypass the great white throne judgment that you read in Revelation chapter number 20. Very important to note that. The Antichrist and the false prophet, they will not stand at the great white throne judgment because they will already be judged. And they will be cast into the lake of fire, and they will be the very first inhabitants of the lake of fire. We think about people going to hell. They're going to burn there forever and ever. God, they're going to be in hell forever. No, they won't. Hell is just a temporary abode of the doomed and the damned. Because we find in Revelation chapter 20 that hell gives up the dead. And that whosoever names is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, they will then be cast into where? The lake of fire, where the beast and the false prophet are. So the Antichrist and false prophet, they bypass the great white throne judgment. Even though they're humans, they've been judged. They're like a fire. And then we see that's the battle of Armageddon. And then Jesus sets up his kingdom, that millennial reign of Christ. Satan is cast in at the beginning of the millennium. We read in Revelation chapter number 20, Satan is cast with great chains into the bottomless pit. And he's there for 1,000 years during the millennial reign of Christ. Satan, that dragon, is chained into the bottomless pit. After the millennium, 1,000 years, Satan is loosed for a season. And he goes about the nations, the world, deceiving the nations. We read this in Revelation chapter number 20. And this says that the number is as the sand of the sea. And this is called the battle of Gog and Magog. So there are two battles of Gog and Magog. So remember the first battle, 1/6 went back. 5/6 were destroyed. But the battle of Gog and Magog in Revelation chapter number 20, everybody's destroyed. Everybody. And Satan himself is cast into the lake of fire, where the beast and the false prophet are. And I have this written, not in this Bible, but in my old Bible that I sure miss that Bible, but my pages are falling apart. I've still referred to it, though. But in the note, it says, next time Satan tells you of your past, you tell him of his future. He'll be cast into the lake of fire, and I'm done. I got 30 seconds. And then he creates, God creates a new heaven and new earth, Revelation 21 and 22, and we call it eternal continuum. No more sin, no more sorrow, no more death, no more pain, and no more suffering. And just as God intended the Garden of Eden before Adam sinned, and that was, matter of fact, I'll talk about that this morning in the message. It means thou shalt be with me in paradise. You know what the word paradise means? The Garden of God. You know why you know why we planted all these flowers out here? I love plants. I wish I had a green thumb. I love color. Can you imagine what God's garden is going to be like? When Jesus told that thief, today, thou going to be with me in paradise. How beautiful heaven must be. And Jesus is there to top it all off. Did y'all enjoy that study? I hate to switch gears, but next week we'll look at those demons, those devils, because they're real. And we'll look at them for another week. Father, thank you for the morning, for the blessings of life. Lord, bless our morning worship. May you be honored. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Get ready for worship.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come join us this Saturday, April 25th at 6 p.m. to hear Tribute Quartet. That's right, Tribute Quartet will be with us Saturday, April 25th at 6 p.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. All are welcome and encouraged to attend as we enjoy a wonderful evening together. That's this Saturday, April 25th at 6 p.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. I hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.